U.S. agriculture is likely going to be a key energy producer in the years ahead. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Demand for renewable fuels will be a boon for U.S. farmers. That's what Jacob Shapiro told a farmers' union convention in South Dakota recently.
We are going through, or about to go through, the biggest increase in electricity growth consumption in this country since the 1950s and the 1960s. The silver lining here for the American farmer is we're probably going to need a lot more energy. And if I'm right about this, if our energy growth consumption is going up and if our production is going down, then there's a whole realm of biodiesel and renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel and fuels we probably haven't even come up with that will be very interesting because we're going to want to keep those energy prices as low as we possibly can. And that's a silver lining maybe for corn and for soybeans in general.
Shapiro is a geopolitical analyst, consultant, and speaker who says only certain crops are most suitable for renewable fuels, while other crops are better suited for fueling people.
But as you can probably tell from my own bias, I think the more interesting door to go down is to think of food not as energy and not as a commodity, but as food, and to expect that the American consumer will be there to buy the products that you're producing.
Shapiro says that while retail food prices continue to rise, incomes are tending to rise faster. We'll pick up from there in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.